Welcome to Freedom's Flame Radio. I am your host, Eve Kerr. My co-host, Anthony, is on inner retreat at the moment, so we send him our blessings and loving oneness for a peaceful retreat graced with love, joy, peace, and perfection, and we can look forward to him joining us again when he returns refreshed and rejuvenated. I'd like to share my gratitude to all the listeners and all new listeners tuning in. Thank you so much for your interest and for your wonderful feedback and your amazing support. I love you all. We love you all. And to this beloved BBS radio station, thank you so much for these wonderful opportunities that you've been giving all these amazing hosts here to enlighten the world more. I love you, Doug, Don, and Deborah. You are amazing, and I'm very grateful for you in my life. And I want to share my gratitude for all the artists' music that has been enhancing and equally contributing to the quality of high frequency on this show. And I'm so grateful to all of these wonderful artists for their music, along with our spoken word here, Science of the Spoken Word. And as well, I'd like to also just send my gratitude to my mom. She doesn't have a computer, so, and I know she's not listening, but I want to extend my gratitude to her. She's here in Mount Shasta with me, too, and doesn't live with me, but she's here, too, and she's really excited for me that I'm broadcasting. And I also want to send my loving oneness to my Diksha family here in Mount Shasta and my gratitude for all God life this day. So thank you all for tuning in. And I have a wonderful lineup for you today. We have an hour show. So I have a bunch of power-packed information for you, as well as a possible meditation. Or we have a new artist that I'd like to feature. And he's an amazing being who's creating this amazing frequency of light through harmony. And so it's going to be one or the other, and I'll just kind of navigate that because I know that Saint Germain has a lot of wonderful material he wants me to share with you. So basically, I'm going to do a showcase on the three keys of victory. And those three keys are a sincere heart, consistency and application, and uninterrupted harmony. And hopefully you all have a journal and a pen or a notebook by you so that you can write down any revelations that come up as we go along. So we're going to begin with these three keys, and they've been mentioned several times throughout the I Am Discourses books by Saint Germain. So what keys do you have, and where are you in your victory? This is victory and freedom. And it may not necessarily mean immediate ascension. However, once you have all these three keys in place, it's only a matter of time before the light takes on its own. And so in this way, they have shown us that we can succeed in a relatively short amount of time if we were to really apply ourselves and follow through. How hard can it be? Let's find out by using some of my experiences with these keys and share what these really mean. So I've written down some of my experiences, and going into an especially very intense one that occurred over this past week that was really quite unexpected for me. And I'm going to share these with you. And hopefully in this sharing, you'll be able to maybe see where you are or identify with some of that and say, oh yeah, that's right, that happened. I remember that. Oh, I never thought of that. Yeah, that sounds familiar. So hopefully you'll be able to relate to some of this, if not all of it. And I hope it brings you great blessings to receive this and great revelations. So we're going to begin with a sincere heart. Well, let's face it. You need to have this to begin with. If you don't have a sincere heart in what you're seeking, and what I mean by that is seeking your relationship with God, your own God self, and you know, God in general. And that's normally where it starts. People normally, generally, tend to look for or look to deepen their relationship with God, getting to know God, who is God. And as this happens, people begin to seek truth. So when you begin this, a sincere heart means that you stay with it and you tend to keep on with it regardless of what's going on in your life. It tends to come to the forefront of your consciousness and it tends to kind of be the most important thing. So it tends to override the other little things like, oh, maybe you wanted to go for a walk, or maybe you wanted to go to the park, maybe you wanted to go to an activity and go meditate. Those things sometimes, any outer world activities, it's like the seeking that relationship with God becomes most important. And so the sincere desire, however strong that desire is within your heart, is how quickly you're going to access that truth. And I have found this to be true in my own experience. Because, and if you don't have it, you kind of need to take a look around you and find out, okay, well, there's got to be more than what's going on around me than what I see. And when you're in that place, it's really easy to discover that you're not alone and that actually compels a desire within you to seek for something that's more than what you see. And so what you see, it turns out later on, you find out, wow, a lot of this was, most of it, if not all of it, is illusion. But you really don't get there until you start really seeking that truth. And this only, as I said, it comes forth because it's compelled by its sincere desire in your heart. So a sincere heart will get you to the truth. So when you find the truth, you'll not turn away from it because this is how you begin experiencing your own divine presence. And as you seek it, it is also seeking for your recognition. So it gradually reveals itself to you, but you must be sincere and not take it for granted. You begin building a true relationship with God, and eventually you discover that you are a part of God. And then you discover your oneness with God. This leads to eventual levels of awakening that cannot be described, but can only be experienced. As well, these deeply devotional relationships to your presence eventually lead to complete and full self-realization and oneness. So keep at it. Your sincerity builds as your relationship builds because you discover how much value is there through your experience of it. And again, it cannot be described. Consistency in application is key number two. So we have a good idea of what a sincere heart is and what it takes. And in the building of that relationship, when you discover the truth, you start building your relationship with God and your own God self, your own divine, there is something called the consistency in application. And if you know the truth and your presence or your I am presence, your God self has prompted you to move further in doing things that will bring you closer to it, the ascended masters have more than likely stepped in by now, and you're bound to be working with angels, the elemental kingdoms, to some extent, if you are developing this relationship, because so much of it is found right in nature. The elemental beings feel loved when you care for the planet and the environment in this simple step. It brings you closer to the divine. If you say a decree every morning at sunrise, and receive a revelation at some point in your decree, before, during, or after, this is a sign that progressive revelation has begun, and to keep at it. The more you do, the more you will receive. And if you are sincere and apply yourself with all the love in your heart, then you will succeed. And Saint Germain illustrates this time and again in the I Am Discourses, that this is guaranteed to get you to your ascension. There is material in those in that series of discourses that have been given over maybe more than 10 or 20 times that will help everyone on this planet ascend if they were to really apply those teachings. And as such, the more you do, the more you will receive. In my own experience, when I'm prompted to pick up one of those books, I will hear a page number quite often, and I'll turn exactly to that page, and it will be exactly, it will be so profound. I can't really describe the experience because, and you know it, if you've experienced this type of revelation, it can be any book that you pick up, or maybe an oracle card or something, or all of a sudden you're guided to look at the clock and you see a number pattern, and it's like, oh, it's, this is the divine getting your attention and telling you, here I am, and you're looking for me, and here I am. So if you're cognizant of this, if you're aware and you're paying attention and you're going to see this, then it's this kind of thing that builds the relationship stronger. Because as you keep at it and you pay attention and then you honor the signs, you follow through with it. Oh, it's a number pattern. Oh, maybe I need to do this. And then, okay, there's a prompting there for you to do something or act on something or write something down. And when you follow through and you do that activity, you follow through and you write it down or whatever it is that the prompting is, that is showing your mighty I Am presence that you are sincere, that you are stepping into your integrity, and you are willing to do the necessary things, the things that you're being prompted to do to bring you closer and build that relationship stronger. And this is true in my experience. I have found that every time I'm guided to a book or something, no matter what it is, I know that the presence and the masters and Saint Germain, they're asking me to do something for the light, you know, for my light. And this helps to increase my light because it expands my awareness, you know, and the experience of knowing more of God can be found through these experiences. And when you follow through, you receive so much and you're just flooded more and more with so much joy because there's so much more greater understanding all the time. It doesn't stop. It's like a river of light. It just keeps flowing. And the more you keep at it, the more it's going to flow and it's going to flow stronger. So what you do is you start building a current of this energy. And this energy is actually already coming through. It's already coming through this golden cord, which is coming from your beloved Mighty I Am presence. And it comes through down to your crown. It comes into your heart and it feeds the flame in your heart. So what happens is when you start paying attention to that, the light, the current starts to grow stronger. And when you focus on it, it starts to expand within you. And you start to no longer pay too much attention to things that were going on around you anymore because you're making a return to your heart. So it's like you're out and then you're facing outward, but then you turn, you make a turn and about face and you face your heart. And that's the eternal sunrise of God. That's the eternal sunrise of your own presence, your God presence. So in so doing, when you do that, having a sincere heart to have the will to keep facing that sunrise and keep building that relationship with the divine. And as you do that, that current really starts to get stronger. And as I said, I've experienced this over the years in working with the presence and the masters in Saint Germain. So I can attest to this. If you hold to it, if you're true to it, it will, the rewards are just indescribable. So, continuing on though, if you take a walk every morning or evening and commune with nature and the divine speaks to you through this venue, keep it up because this too is progressive revelation occurring, yet by using another method. Not everyone has to do decrees. Not everyone has to sing. Not everyone has to go into nature to commune. We all do it in our own unique ways. And however you do it, however you find that revelation coming through to you, I encourage you to stick with that. And if you feel prompted to do other things, don't have that one thing. Don't have made it such a, you know, such a dogma that you have to do it every day, that you close off to being flexible to maybe new things that are really drawing you in, new ways to celebrate your relationship with God and new ways to bring forth that understanding. So I'd say keep at it, but be open and flexible to new things, new ways of connecting, because that brings greater revelation too. So since there are over 7 billion people on the planet, there are also over 7 billion ways to the divine. I've heard this said often. And one of those ways is your very own. Honor that and know that it is your path. Even those of us who work with the same teachings are not on the same path. We each have an individuated focus for which we are here to fulfill our own great divine plans with. And as such, each of us will do the things individually using our own divine gifts. And yet we may share this path with others and collaborate our projects, and what we desire to create and manifest will come forth with divine brilliance when all of this and each of our own paths are honored. Don't give up, no matter what. Moving on to key number three, uninterrupted harmony. So before we go into that, let's just review. A sincere heart, having the will to know God, and consistency in application, meaning continually put that first in your life and continue with it. Follow the promptings of your heart and follow through. That's being consistent, showing up, being in integrity to the light, honoring yourself, honoring your presence, and honoring others around you, respecting others around you who have their path, and seeing that everything is exactly as it is supposed to be. And uninterrupted harmony is the third key to victory. And this has a lot to do with peace. You must have peace within if you are to see it in the world around you. If you are to experience it within the world around you, you must experience it within yourself first. When you identify with not self, you experience reaction and repeated patterns. You are caught in story. When you disengage from story and begin disassociating with duality consciousness or belief in separation, then you begin to see the divine mirror, and you find that it is actually no longer a mirror, because the divine reveals itself, whereas the mirror only reflects what is not real. This is the beginning of authentic expression, and it's no longer a story. This is real unconditional love that you step into, and it's everywhere. As you maintain this conscious awareness that you are one with everything, everything too sees you revealing yourself to it. You're divine, and you experience each other, and there is nothing else. Bliss prevails, yet life continues, and there are activities that you will still engage in, but everything is no longer a chore. Everything becomes a joy to do and participate in and with. Thus, uninterrupted harmony leads to this result. Of course, that result of that being individual for each one's experience of their divine. But it will be your own sense of peace, your own whatever peace feels like to you, whatever joy feels like to you. Real joy cannot really be defined. This comes through experience, and then the experience of having true joy within you is also a result of allowing the divine to merge with you. It's the soul merging with your higher self. So when you become one with your presence, or I could say also the outer self or the personality, when that merges with your divine self, the flame in your heart, and it comes into alignment with the divine will, the lower will drops away. It's pretty subtle. But you notice that you're more and more in alignment with the divine will in the things that you do. And you can see this clearly reflected in your choices. When you choose the higher road, the higher path, when you choose respect, when you choose honor, when you choose peace, when you choose love, you choose joy, when you choose these things that, or when you gravitate to these things that will only uplift, and when you choose to only uplift with others, then you'll see that. You'll start seeing that you've merged and that your integrity to the light has become solid, that you've built a solid foundation within yourself to express your authentic nature. And the true expression of joy is just, it's purely, naturally, your divine's self-expression, whatever that looks like. And it's perfect for each of us, however it is expressed. And now, hopefully you have a well-rounded understanding, or at least a fairly good understanding of what these three keys are about and how emphatically Saint Germain illustrates these throughout the I Am discourses. They are referred to several times in several of the books. And it's really important, I think, that everyone knows this. And there's, I don't think there is too much information about this out on the websites. There are wonderful Ascended Master websites and Ascension websites, but not too many refer to these three keys in particular, and they are so profound. It really is what sets your path. It puts you right into divine alignment with your path. And if you line these things up, you know, it becomes easy. You don't have to go through all the processing. You take something on that is more of a, I would say, more of a higher divine discipline. But again, it takes a sincere heart to really go for it and to be consistent, to have the will to continue on, and then also to apply yourself so that you do these practices which cause uninterrupted harmony to occur. So now I'd like to share something that occurred for me personally over the past week that I have felt would be most appropriate for you all to have an awareness of, so that you can know and understand this area of maintaining harmony. And it's not easy for any of us. No matter what level we're on, no matter where we are on the path, it is not easy to maintain harmony. And there's a good reason for that, but it can be overcome, again, with the sincere heart and the will, and if we are consistent. And so, I am in hopes that by sharing this, it'll help to liberate as many of you as possible by being aware of these tools and using them if you feel they are appropriate for you to use. The experience I had this week was pretty intense and at times indescribable. And I'd like to share them now because I've become aware of some new tools that anyone can use to set themselves free of disturbing emotions, feelings, and energies that may seem to be coming at you these days. And personally, I feel that most of us are either on or working with key number three, uninterrupted harmony, or beyond this, which is dominion, and this is mastery. The file drawer experience is what has happened with me this week. And it brought up something within me that was a resentful energy. And I had no idea where it came from. I not one to hold resentments or judgments or anything of that nature. But what happened, thanks to a very dear friend of mine and also thanks to my co-host Anthony and the psychology of vision material that he works with, I was able to identify something that came in more of a revelation after watching a video by Lency Sposano of the psychology of vision called The Story of Your Life. You can view it on YouTube if you like. I'll give you the link after this. It's about an hour long, and if you have the time to watch it, I would highly recommend it because it has such value that I can't even express here. It's completely worth it, and it truly explains a lot of the world in a way I have not heard expressed before. And so this file draw, she explains this so well. I recorded a 5-minute segment of her talking about this file drawer experience. And if we could play that now, that would be great. And then after that, just to give you a nice full understanding of what this is about and what and how it relates to my experience. So if we could play that now, thank you.
Emotions are stored inside of us in a filing system. It's like you have file drawers in there. And when an issue gets triggered, the file drawer, as it were, opens up, and everything that is related to this particular issue becomes open and available. And that's why we have situations in our life that recur. They show up again and again and again, and that's the human compulsion to repeat. And it's actually designed by our higher self to bring in an opportunity that will get the file drawer open and, you know, eventually get all of your file drawers open and cleared out. But the event in your life sets it up so that you feel a particular emotion about a certain thing that has happened to you before. The file drawer opens up and all of that old pain is available. That's why sometimes you'll have just a small situation, small incident happen in your life, but your reaction to it is huge. You know, the reaction is much larger than the situation warrants. But that's because that little situation triggered the top layer of the issue, and now the whole thing's available. But your higher mind sets this up because if you can get the file drawer open, then you can pull all the files out. They can all go through your conscious awareness and you can be relieved of the entire issue. And in psychology of vision, we use the Course in Miracles term for what happens when you heal any issue completely. And the Course in Miracles calls that the miracle. So you get the healing going through your attention being on your emotion. In a joining session, the file drawer opens because of the horizontal relationship, because you're willing to see yourself as another person. And whenever that happens, when you see yourself as the same as another, then automatically love shows up. And it's the love confronting the old pain that brings the release. And if you follow the process, you'll notice that, you remember me using the analogy of a tissue box. The tissue box of the issue actually moves up through what is called the chakra system. You may have heard that term before. It's an ancient Asian understanding about how our energy field, which is part of our holistic system, how that operates. And when you're healing an issue, it turns out that the issue, as it's being dealt with, as it's moving into your conscious awareness, it moves up through the chakra system. And at a certain point, through the horizontal relationship, there's a flip. into a different type of perception. When the issue is completely cleared out and it's gone through seven chakras above the head, and you know, this isn't important if that terminology just isn't something that you relate to. But for those of you who are interested in the science of the physical energy system and emotional and mental and spiritual energy systems that make us up, when the issue is processed through that seventh chakra above the head and the file drawer is completely emptied out, then there is a shift in perception, and it goes from a horizontal relationship to this perpendicular relationship in which you remember your relationship with God. And you don't have to believe in God. You don't have to be a religious person at all. In fact, you could be an agnostic or an atheist, but by healing just one issue, you will have the actual experience of relationship with that higher source of love, whatever you want to call that.
And I think she explains that so well. Thanks for playing that. Well, through this enormous file drawer experience of the charge, which had all these little bitty resentments in it, I took it upon myself to clear the whole thing, and I did it very easily by simply acknowledging that it was something beyond my understanding that was attempting to retain its life within me. And you know what I mean by that. Those of you who listen to the show often and know what I mean about misqualified energy. And that simply means the life energy of God, which has been acted upon out of ignorance. This means that this is the mass collective who have yet to awaken. And these energies are built up in the atmosphere and have yet to be cleared. We can clear these energies in many ways. One of my favorites is to do decrees for worldly service. Even a group decree session where everyone participates and offers their energies, which qualify the light and create good karma, in the name of service to our fellow man, the earth, and all life. And as such, the single little bitty subtle resentment way back last year started the ball rolling within me, and I never knew it was there until just recently. The whole file drawer opened in my face, and I stood there helpless to do anything about it. It took me 48 hours to clear this energy completely. And I knew I was onto it as soon as I recognized that I had not forgiven the most recent circumstance surrounding a sacred event that I attended. Something very significant happened following that, and in having a more in-depth understanding of what was occurring, that it went much further than just the latest act of forgiveness. I felt compelled to reach over to one of the green books of the I Am Discourses, and this one being volume 19. As I picked up the book, it just started to fall open by itself. And there I found myself on page 274. And it reads, "Every time the light expands within you to make you more capable of manifesting greater perfection in the fulfillment of the divine plan and feeling your mastery, the human creation of the outer world will make every conceivable effort to take your attention away from the fulfillment of the divine plan or the release of the light and the power or the harmony within you that would bring the fulfillment quickly." This can be simplified by saying that the misqualified energy of life is still God's life energy and has the will to live. So it seeks the light to live off of because it has none of its own. And what that means is that the misqualified energy, which is of a destructive force, cannot be sustained because it does not contain the quality of love. Since love is the fulfillment of the divine plan of light, only that which is created by love or qualified by love can be sustained. And then this energy can be expanded because the life stream or the individual who originally created it or qualified it did so with love. I hope this is becoming more clear to you as I speak on these topics, what Freedom Flame Radio is really all about. So don't give a quarter to anything except the fulfillment of the divine plan, the Ascended Master's Way. Because the Ascended Master's Way does not contain delay, does not contain obstruction, does not contain mistakes, does not contain lack of any good thing. And this is the point. I am coming to help you have limitless supply and the protection you need to enable you to move forward and have the blessings which the divine plan wants you to have for use in the physical world before you ascend. Let us do everything possible to make and keep you as independent as possible in your everyday activities by keeping your attention and your efforts of the outer self or personality so held within the divine plan's fulfillment that your harmony is maintained. When your attention is on the divine plan and its fulfillment, you are harmonious. When your attention is upon it and you demand the Ascended Master's indestructible protection of your fulfillment of your divine plan, you insulate yourself and your activity in a wave of the cosmic light or a flame of the sacred fire that gives you more strength in the outer. It keeps you untouched by delay or interference. It gives you the strength of the light to fulfill the divine plan, and you've got to have it. You can't fulfill the divine plan without the light. Additionally, the love is the qualifier of the light to expand its perfection. It's like adding ingredients to a recipe. You won't be baking a cake without the flour or the sugar or one of the vital ingredients missing. It just doesn't happen. In a way, you could say there is a half-baked cake out there, and we need to embrace it and add the ingredients that need to bake it fully, to make it whole, and let it fulfill its divine plan too. Until then, the half-baked cake is always looking for you to give it something that it's missing. And that's the love that the baker who originally tried to make the cake with forgot to add or make it with. So we forgive that baker for his or her forgetfulness or ignorance, and we bless them, and then finish the job and love the cake whole. Thank you, Saint Germain, for that beautiful analogy. And now, I was hoping I'd have more time to go over some more of these experiences. But I'm going to have to maybe do a second half of this showcase, maybe next week. So I have more tools on this. But hopefully you'll benefit by that wonderful video by Lency Spisano. And if you go onto YouTube and you just type in Lency, L-E-N-C-Y, Spisano, S-P-E-Z-Z-A-N-O, the story of your life, it'll come right up. So you can go ahead and do that. It's a wonderful, wonderful video. And I hope you enjoy it. I hope you benefit from it. It was very, very powerful and profound for me. And again, thanks to my co-host, Anthony Coco, for sharing that video with me earlier this week. So it certainly helped me to identify and clear out a whole year's worth of little subtle resentments in a file drawer. So that drawer is clean. And I'm so very honored to be able to say that. And it took me 48 hours to really get through it and maintain it because some of my other tools weren't really working. They were just minimally helping. So this was wonderful, and I thank you again. I'd like to wrap up the show right here and right now. We do have another 20 minutes, but I have an artist that I would really like to feature today. His name is TJ Lloyd, and he lives right here in Mount Shasta, California. He is a royalty-free artist, and you can go to his website on SoundCloud, and all of his music is free and downloadable and available. So I have the link here somewhere. Well, it's SoundCloud, and if you go to Motherland, it's spelled M-U. It's Motherland with a U. M-U-T-H-E-R-L-A-N-D. And his His label is Motherland Prophecies. That's the name of his site. And you can go there. So we're going to play this one song. It's called Umakuaru, Symphony of the Dolphins. And it is a 14-minute journey. So this can act greatly like a meditation. And if you want to get in a comfortable position to sit down and or lay down and relax and close your eyes and enjoy this wonderful frequency. He's really amazing. It's all instrumental, and he works with these different harmonies and textures, landscape textures, to create and expand consciousness. I hope you enjoy it, and we'll see you next week. And let's start with his song again. T.J. Lloyd from Mount Shasta, California. Enjoy.
Thank you. We'll be right back.